Delhi continues to remain the worst affected city after, in terms of COVID, after the Delhi Chief Minister held an all-party meeting. Some strict measures have been announced. Some of these are very significant. 2,000 rupees is the fine in case you don't wear a mask. Take a look at this report. We'll be discussing that.
If you are caught without a mask in Delhi, the fine has just been increased to 2,000 rupees, up fourfold.
लोगों को मास्क पहनवाने के लिए कई बार जब कहने से बात नहीं बनती तो फिर थोड़ा सा टाइट करना पड़ता है तो फाइन अभी 500 रुपए था इसको बढ़ा के 2000 रुपए फाइन किया जा रहा है कि जो जो मास्क नहीं पहनेगा उसके ऊपर 2000 रुपए का फाइन लगाया जाएगा
कुछ हद तक ठीक भी है कुछ हद तक गलत भी है बट ठीक इसलिए कि थोड़ा लोगों में अवेयरनेस आ जाएगी और थोड़ा लोग करेंगे अब इस चीज के अंदर थोड़ा टाइट रहेंगे और गलत मतलब ये कुछ ज्यादा ही चला कुछ ज्यादा इम्पोज है 2000 इज अ वेरी ह्यूज अमाउंट
इट्स फेयर इनफ बिकॉज द केसेस आर इंक्रीजिंग इन दिल्ली एंड पीपल वर नॉट फॉलोइंग इनफ सो आई थिंक इट्स फेयर
गरीब आदमी तो वैसे ही मारा जाएगा हम जैसे काम करते हैं हमारे लिए तो बिल्कुल 500 रुपए भी हमारे लिए बहुत ज्यादा है तो इसके लिए ये तो कानून बेकार है ये मतलब नहीं हो सकता
Public celebrations of final Chhat Puja customs to be done on 20th and 21st November have been barred as well.
अगर हम बाहर किसी तालाब के अंदर 200 लोग एक साथ उतरेंगे और उसमें अगर एक को भी कोरोना हुआ और हो सकता है कोरोना कईयों को होता है पता भी नहीं होता अगर एक को भी कोरोना हुआ और अगर हम 200 लोग उस तालाब में उतरे तो सबको कोरोना हो जाएगा 100%
When government restricted number of guests at a wedding from 200 to 50, Delhi High Court had pulled them up, saying that surge in cases started from 1st of November and this decision came on 18th. Court questioned why this wait for 18 days.
Overall tally of COVID-19 cases has crossed 5 lakh in the national capital. On 18th of November, Delhi saw the maximum number of deaths due to COVID-19, which is 131, indicating that Delhi has not passed its peak of third wave, as suggested by Health Minister Satyendra Jain.
I'm not too sure whether we have already crossed the peak or not, because what I always say, that it was self-created, it was created by the citizens of this city and the country, who went for all the festivities, they did not take any precautions, so the incubation period is still there. I think the next 2 weeks are very important.
Centre and state government is also increasing ICU beds in the national capital. Today, Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal announced that 80% of the beds in private hospital will be reserved for COVID patients. With camera person Mohammed Kaif, Arun Singh for NDTV.
So Delhi's weekly average of deaths has now hit 131 deaths in the past 24 hours. What you're seeing over there is that upward spike that's been taking place from, the 3rd or so of November. And just look at that spike after a long period in which the death rate was actually considerably lower. You're now hitting 100, which is very bad news. There are few cities in the world which have this sort of death rate, this sort of positivity rate. Joining us now, Dr. S.K. Sareen. He is the chairman of the Delhi government's panel on COVID-19. Jasmine Shah of the Aam Aadmi Party joins us as well. I'd like to thank both of you very much for being with us. Dr. Sareen, this 2,000 rupee fine, do you believe that this was essentially the only thing that could have been done at this stage? Because people just stopped caring in the national capital at some stage.
Well, fines are actually a deterrent if you consider that the cause is bigger or the money is bigger. I would put it in Europe, in London, the fine used to be close to 900 euros if you are not wearing a mask. So I think 2,000 is not a huge amount. But we have to value a life. Is life more important or 2,000 rupees is more important? So we are as safe as the other guy is safe. If you are safe, he has to be safe. For his safety, you have to be safe. So there is 2,000 rupees, I think, is justified, and people have to understand. And one thing very important, I was hearing you, is that the number of deaths in Delhi. You remember, US has only 4% of world's population, but has 20% of world's death. It was probably denial of science. It was probably a late response to wearing masks. That's why US had so many cases, so many deaths. So I think it's a lesson. The wealthiest, the mightiest country of the world suffered that. We can't just ignore science. And literacy and science is to drive us. So I would urge people, just don't look at the fine, look at the science behind this science. What the politicians, what the doctor is asking a common man is to understand the science. It's time for reasoning. Use your frontal cortex.
Yes. Mr. Shah, is a lockdown the next step if these numbers don't go down, the positivity rate and the death rate?
No, Vishnu, I don't think we're going to get to that stage as far as Delhi is concerned. After a lot of deliberation, Delhi government has increased the fine as well as imposed restrictions on weddings in terms of reducing the number from 200 to 50. But the other proposal that's on our radar is to shut down local hotspots, because imposing a lockdown and making everybody penalized because of the actions and loosening of COVID norms of a select few is not the right solution, because we know the economy is very badly hit as well. So therefore, if there are certain market areas that turn out to be local hotspots, we will not be failing in taking strict action over here.
But what about, say, Ahmedabad, Mr. Shah? They've imposed a night curfew. I don't know if that works for Delhi, but why are you not considering a more stringent step?
Vishnu, tell me, does any public health expert explain the science of imposing a night lockdown? Does COVID only affect in the night? It doesn't affect in the day? So, you know, it has to be science-based. Whatever restrictions or whatever decisions the government takes, it has to be science-based. And we know that as far as Delhi is concerned, we have been guided constantly by health experts. Today, we are testing more than any other city or state in the country. Today, we are doing very extensive contact tracing. Up to 15 to 20 contacts are being traced for every person. And we are also continuously upping our health infrastructure. Even in health infrastructure today, you know, we saw scenes in cities like New York and London, where when the surge came, people could not even find beds. But in Delhi today, you do have around 7,000 COVID beds that are empty. The only challenge is ICU beds, which now we are working together with the center. And hopefully in a few days, we will ensure that that's not a problem as well.
Dr. Sareen, are we in a position to know, to predict how much longer this is going to last? Because, you know, it's something we discussed earlier as well. Have we factored in the potential casual fatalities because of the festive season, Diwali when people were out, the air pollution, or is this wave, as it were, essentially over?
Well, you're a very pertinent question. The Diwali outcast, the Diwali's impact will be visible only maybe after 3 to 4 weeks. Because virus would take about 3 to 5 days to get into the other, multiply. As you would remember, many people have forgotten about the natural history of corona viral infection. So it would take some time. Then you are pre-symptomatic, you are asymptomatic, you are symptomatic, you have a disease, then you recover. So it's a gap, and I think at least a cycle requires 4 to 8 weeks. So let's say today we all decide in Delhi to wear mask and not have anyone without a mask. Whatever it may happen, you will still require 8 weeks. So mask wearing is a personal lockdown. A personal lockdown is your own right. It is your own responsibility. So every citizen of the country must use that personal lockdown. Don't lock your cities or your country. So what you are saying, the increased mortality must be the effect of the Shara or the, you know, another festival, the Durga Puja season. So we are, one thing good which I notice is that the numbers have plateaued.
Right.
From 8,500, we were expecting it might go to 10,000 or 15,000. Fortunately, it has plateaued.
It's plateaued because tests have been less over the last couple of days. Firstly, because of Diwali. Secondly, there was a weekend as well.
Not yesterday.
But those, they had gone down to 3,500. But now 7,500, 8,000. So even if we stabilize at 8,000, I think it's a plateau is first thing. Then it will slightly go down over a period of time. But at least till December this year, we are in trouble.
So, Mr. Shah, this is what the High Court said. Why wait 18 days to restrict the number of people at weddings? Why didn't you wake up when you saw the situation was deteriorating? Why did we have to shake you out of your slumber on the 11th of November? What did you do from the 1st of November to the 11th of November? Essentially, could you not have done more earlier, these steps earlier?
No, I don't think that's right to say, because the government has constantly been talking to, you know, the different authorities, be it at the center, the health experts, and many actions have been taken. I'll give you an example. The contact tracing efforts have been significantly increased, because there was a time where our healthcare staff were very stretched, and there may have been a little bit of delay in contact tracing. But over the last 1 month, contact tracing is happening very intensively. And for each person who is infected, we are able to isolate contact trace and isolate 15 people. So that automatically increases the number of positive cases for the interim. But what it also means is that potential spreaders are identified and isolated. And I would say that a lot of these actions are today the result of what we are seeing, a temporary plateau. We are not taking a lot of positive news away from it, because we are constantly working towards various things the government ought to do. But if you understand the economic situation of the country is such that we have to balance lives and livelihoods, and government cannot take knee-jerk reactions to shut down the entire city. Yeah. So it's a fine balance, and we are very positive that working together with the center government, working together with all the political parties, we will bring the city back to normalcy.
Well, let's hope that happens sooner than later. At this stage, these numbers are just scary. Thank you, both of you, very much for joining us.